Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I think that our roomie situation has gone pretty well so far.
Well, except for the third party involved to whom I am no longer speaking. That's it. It is over between me and her.
Oh, the dog. Oh, good. I thought you meant my five-year-old. I was like, oh, God, what did he do? Well,
I guess it's the fourth party. Yeah. No, that dog, that's it. That is it. She has zero manners.
No, she doesn't.
Has zero couth.
She's a dog.
And she has no off switch. None. Listen, I have said on more than one occasion that if you put that animal in a room full of food, she would literally eat herself to death.
She would, yeah.
Because she does not know how or when to stop.
She has a weight problem. Why don't you be nice to her about it? Do you think that this scolding is going to work and change her behavior?
I think it could, but it's only going to work if I get to deliver it consistently, which clearly will not happen.
Oh, it happened yesterday.
Yeah, but that's it. Now it has to be consistent.
I ordered you pizza because I knew that you had, you know, your pizza binge or your pizza ban was not that far over. So we ordered pizza and I got, first of all, have you noticed that I do not get to sit at the table for more than 4 seconds in a row before somebody needs something from me?
Sure.
Like I'm up 700 times, which gives the dog a very good chance to jump up onto the chair and steal the food.
Which is where the behavior modification has to begin. Every time that dog jumps up on a chair, because she does this all the time, because she has learned, obviously, in her 9 years on this planet, 63 in her years, that if she jumps up on these chairs, she often finds something to put in her belly.
So what should we do?
So every time she jumps up on those chairs, she should be sent to her little room to be by herself and feel shame.
She doesn't care if she's down there. Her toys are there. She's got a feather bed down there, water. She doesn't care.
That sounds better than my house.
What, right? But you're right. So she jumped up, grabbed a piece of pizza off of my plate yesterday.
The worst part was she jumps up and I'm like 2 chairs away and I yell at her to get down and she did not get down until she got her mouth into that plate, got an entire piece of pizza, and that thing was gone in like 4 seconds.
Gone. No, I know.
And then she went back to her room. And then the rest of that night, because you were gone away, she's whining. I go down and you shut your
She was in timeout.
The rest, I'm telling you.
I had to let her out to go for a pee when I got home at 9 o'clock, 9:30.
She could have just crossed her legs and held it. So that's what would have happened in my world.
Okay, but my point is, and you're right, I shouldn't justify this behavior at all, ever. The point is, she doesn't do the crap you're about to tell me about the other dogs. Tell me what the other dogs have gone to the vet for.
X-rays have discovered in our dogs' tummies knives, phone chargers, and, 42 socks.
In one dog?
Yep.
Ooh,
that's one dog named Yoda even managed to choke down a wooden back scratcher almost as long as his own body.
Okay, see, this is what I mean.
No, and one dog did not eat all 42 socks. These are various
different
X-rays.
Okay. Yeah. See, that she doesn't, she has never done that. Unless it's food and edible, she's never chewed a shoe couch or
it's still disgusting.
I know. It's terrible.
The dog needs to.
Can you imagine how mad you'd be if she had eaten your new BlackBerry charger? You'd be like, go eat the pizza, you little brat.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Anyway, you're there and she knows now. She's afraid of you.
She should be.
She is afraid of you.
She should be.
I think that like all things in life, we need to know what we're good at. I clearly have raised a bad, bad dog, and now you're here to save me.
I don't know if I should.
Yes, you should.
No.
Save me. Save me, Farwell.
You shouldn't have let her out to pee then last night.
Well, then I have to clean up the pee.
Whatever.
No, you have to let the dog out to pee. That's not.
She would have been fine till 4 o'clock this morning.
I'm not going to be a cruel dog owner, and I'm not going to hit. There's no hitting in my house. No humans hit each other. Humans don't hit dogs.
She can go 12 hours without a pee.
Yeah, of course she can.
Well, then she should have.
The next time, Farwell, you say, Jennifer, can you do the weather because I got a pee? Jennifer can say, you can wait.
Here's a piece of pizza.
The bladder does not
turn
wait.
Off your microphone.
I love you, Polly. Oh, yes, I do.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.